Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Jeremy, you follow sports naturally, or nationally, I should say. Are Maryland Terp fans delusional about what the athletics program could be?
Delusional. I don't think so, because, like, all right, if you start looking at some of the teams that we've seen around this country, with NIL, you can change things quickly. And the perfect example is BYU, right?
Right.
I mean, we were just talking in the commercial break about they've got the number one prospect coming in next year to go along with their 27-year-old team. And you look at what they did. I was on VCU yesterday. It was my favorite play, but they just went in and eviscerated them. And I think this team has the capability of doing that to a lot of teams. But is BYU a powerhouse? No, but could they become one? Sure. Sure. I mean, because if any school is going to have a chance to keep a bunch of guys for 4 years or 6, 8 years, however long, I don't know how long the missions are and everything else. And I'm not trying to make fun of it. It just is what it is. That the players there are traditionally older, and then you bring in, you start mixing in some one and duns with those guys, you're going to have, and in the conference you're in, you're going to have a nice opportunity to stack up some W's. So I don't think, if you want Maryland to be a consistent top 10 team and compete for national championships, I don't think you're ridiculous, but there are some things that have to change.
The longest sustainable success for this program in the history was 11 consecutive years in the NCAA tournament. That ranges from 1993, the 93-94 season, to the 03-04 season. That's it. 11 consecutive years, the longest sustainable period of success.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that includes two trips to the Final Four back-to-back with one tournament win. After that, they went to the regional semifinals. After that, they got eliminated in the second round, and then a couple of NIT runs where they lost at home in the first round to, what was it, Oral Roberts?
Yeah.
And the program kind of went down from there. Then they had a stretch where there was, four consecutive years of not getting into the NCAA tournament. I don't know what the ceiling is for this organization, for this program.
The ceiling is the roof.
I don't think the football team will ever have that kind of sustainable success. And it has. I think we have a head coach right now, Mike Locksley, who's getting absolute everything that he can get out of this program to be everything.
Had one of the best recruiting classes I've seen the Terps have in a long time, but we'll see what it amounts to on the football field. Like, football, asking the Terps to become a national contender in football, I think you have visions of grandeur. But with the Terps, no, this is a team that should be capable of getting there. It's a really good basketball program. But again, like, hearing you go to New York, you want to keep your kids there for an extra day, and they tell you, no, we're poor. We're too broke. Like, what is that? That's some Oakland A's type nonsense.
Oh, exactly. You know? Exactly. Let's go to Woodbury and get Joe. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
I ain't talking to you anymore. I'm hearing the rumors, but while y'all talking, I'm sitting here thinking, you hear people or somebody say, the talent in this vicinity is so good that if they stayed home. And I'm going all the way back to the 70s or 80s, and I think about all the people that played ball in this area. They always left the area and went other places.
That's not true. A lot of guys stay here. You can't keep everybody.
No. I'm not just talking about the ones who stayed. I'm just talking about the ones who left.
Well, I'm just saying, I saw something yesterday that said if Duke had kept this team together from 4 years ago, these are who they have on their roster. Well, it's impossible because some of those guys play the same position. So they probably weren't coming. So you can't blame a kid for leaving when there's somebody there in front of him and plays the same position.
That's right. If there's no room for you and at the end you can't stay.
Right.
But who is this? But what is this rumor I'm hearing about? Somebody was going to come here to play, but somebody may not be here, so they may not come. Who's the player? And is that really a fact?
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard anything either. With the recruiting class that's coming in, is that what we're talking about? If someone's going to stay? I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Ben, you got something on that?
Yeah, I think he's talking about Christian Jeffrey.
Mike's not on, buddy.
I heard him.
I think he's talking about Christian Jeffrey.
Okay.
It's their one commit that they have in their recruiting
And if
class.
Willett's not here, he's not coming.
It's not official, but that's what people guess.
Yeah.
People guess, so he hadn't said that. I got you.
I'm fine with that, man. Like, if that's the case, if you're saying if the coach that recruited you's not here, then I'm going elsewhere, okay.
If I'm coming here and getting 1.5, but Willard can only get me one where he's going, I'm going to get my 1.5.
So let me ask you, if Willard leaves, where you talked about already what this team could look like next year, guys that are here that are going to be gone, guys are at the back end of their, you know,
yeah.
The team's going to look vastly different. If your coach and the recruits are going to go with him, if he leaves, it's going to be another one of those year, two, three, however long until the guy that comes in to replace him, then you got to find that guy and then start recruiting. Like, it's better work the hell out of that transfer portal.
I was about to say, the top recruits don't matter anyway. It's the transfer portal you get them from.
But I'm saying when the guys, like, you have a shot at the top, like, Kevin Willard had shots at top recruits to go get him. The new guy's going to have a shot at nobody except for hitting that transfer portal.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, so with this Terp stuff, man, I heard what the Willis said about them not being able to stay like another night in New York.
Yeah, but did you read the article or did you skim through it? Which one did you do?
I skimmed through it. Yeah. I skimmed through it. But no, though, like, listen, so what type of hotels are they staying in? I mean, like, of course they probably not say they want to stay at the top five-star hotel.
Are we serious right now? Rashawn, are you serious right now? The Terps can't afford to stay in the top hotel.
I'm saying, I mean, I know the program ain't got that much money on the basketball side. I mean, they not like you, Rob. You stay at the, like, the with the Quality Inn when you go up there with your peoples and all that. I mean, they can probably afford that.
I haven't stayed at the Quality Inn in probably, I don't know, the last time I stayed at the Quality
Inn. Yeah, I stay at the El Rich Motel, the Siesta Motel, and the Duke Motel. That's all those motor. Those are all over on Route 40, and that's where all the prostitutes
are. The ones where you put the quarters in and the bed starts moving.
When I delivered,
so you can soak and the bed does the move.
When I delivered pizzas, there were so many prostitutes in those places. They would order food. It's like, hey, you want something else besides money? No, I'll take the money for the pizza, please. No.
Hey, real quick, I got another thing. Right, listen. So if the Terps do make it to the Sweet 16, they got to face Florida. Do y'all give them any chance of beating them?
Because
like, I'm kind of scared of Florida. Same with Florida did to Alabama.
You scared everybody. You scared everybody, Sean. You one of them coaches. If you coach, you schedule all the bad teams so you wouldn't have to worry about being afraid of nobody.
I schedule Morgan State, Coppin State, Delaware, Norfolk, and all them type of teams.
Rob, so, no. do you think when he talks about bully quarters, like, don't come here, it's not don't come here because something happened to you. Don't come here because I'm scared if you come
here.
I
think
that's what it is.
That's what it is.
All right.
410-583-1057 is the number. We talk about coaches. You said it earlier, you know, about the portal and what these guys would do. They don't know what's next. We're going to talk about a coach who's brutal honesty. People thought it would impact this team negatively. It may have done the opposite of that.
Mm.
We'll talk about that up next on The Fan.